Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I have some interesting statistics about how we laugh.
Okay.
For example, 96% of us say they enjoy making other people laugh.
Yeah.
That's probably, if you had to sum up humanity and say what is our biggest feature, we like to laugh and we like to make other people laugh.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird when you think about it, because it's this weird noise that we make that tells other people that we think something is, quote, funny.
Yeah, true.
And funny can mean a lot of different things. Yeah. Funny can be like poking someone in the eye. You might think that's funny.
Slapstick.
If you like Three Stooges type humor.
Whoop.
Funny may be a surprise you didn't see coming. What was that?
Three Stooges. Didn't they make those noises?
What
did
they
made
do?
Noises.
I went whoop, whoop, whoop.
And she went.
I don't know what I did.
Woody Woodpecker.
No.
Yeah, this is like the Animal Planet right now.
Koala.
No, but when you think about it, even the sound you make when you're laughing, everybody's got such a different sound.
There's a bird that just perched on the
right there. It's making mating gestures.
Okay.
All right. And they say that laughing helps us relieve stress.
Yeah. I agree.
And that's probably true. I mean, we actually pay money to go see people that make us laugh.
Like when you're in a funeral and you start laughing, is that relieving stress?
Not for anyone else.
Well, you know, you have those inappropriate laugh moments where you're trying to suppress the laugh. And it might be at a funeral or something, and you're trying to
you
hold back.
Stop.
And then you just start getting the giggles.
Yeah.
And then you just see someone's, like, their shoulders going up and down like that.
And you tap them, go, don't cry.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a weird twist on this. They say that 79% of us like our laugh. But if we could choose a different laugh, what would you choose?
Someone said I laugh like Scooby-Doo. Like Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. I don't know. It's like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, is that like a Shaggy or a Scooby-Doo?
I think a Scooby, maybe. I mean, a Shaggy.
But I can't help it. That's just the way I laugh.
Okay.
Hey, well, Tom, your laugh is just horrendous. I'm like, you need to get a new laugh. That's his laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you get a genuine laugh from
Tom. Yeah.
That it's good. It's rewarding.
Yeah, because you know it's hard to get. I don't laugh at stuff that ain't funny.
You don't laugh at a lot of stuff.
A sense of humor.
Okay, I actually do. It's just refined, and I don't find a lot of things.
When you have to make an excuse.
I'm not making an excuse.
I mean, you're supposed to be able to laugh at yourself. We're having some fun at your expense.
Yeah, we're laughing at you.
And this is about laughing, so you got to laugh at yourself. That's what makes laughing fun.
At least smile. No?
Okay.
Okay, move on.
If we could choose a different laugh, 45% of us would like an infectious laugh. 33% want a sweet laugh. 14% said a goofy laugh like yours, Hawk. 5% said a belly laugh.
Okay.
And only 3% said they would want an annoying laugh.
Oh, my God.
What about the snorting laugh?
I don't think that's something that people strive for.
There was one girl I knew, and literally it sounded like she was inhaling, like, her lung or something. That's how she would laugh, and I could, I
would choke listening to
it.
I didn't know if she was showing us the laugh or actually
I
was
know.
She was choking.
I dialed 9-1. I was about to dial the other one.
Well, hold
she
on.
She did. She inhaled, and it just sounded awful, but she
I did not inhale. I would say Heidi has an infectious laugh.
That's
a lot of people comment how they think your laugh is fun.
Good.
Well, I think you're just misunderstanding them. They're saying she's infectious, and she laughs a lot. Are you the funny one in a relationship? 60% of people think they're the funny one, which is impossible because it can't be more than 50%. So some people think they're the funny one, but they're not.
Are you the funny one in your relationship?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Wow. They live in a mausoleum.
I'm funny.
You know what, though? Your wife is hilarious, especially when she's doing, like, weird dances and goofing off in the kitchen. I've seen her, like,
she's
cut
funny.
A rug. She is very funny.
You're not.
My wife thinks I'm very funny. She even commented on it the other day about how funny I am.
You're very sarcastically funny, like highbrow funny, and you have to really think to be laughing.
She's probably going, oh, yeah, hon, that's funny. You know, like not funny, funny. Oh, yeah, very funny.
So Tom, he's the funny one in the relationship. How about you and your
boyfriend?
I'm
the funny one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Of course, Jeff would think he's the funny one, but I am.
Yeah.
I have the sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. It's me. I'm single, Hall. I laugh at myself all day.
Laugh at yourself. Is that good, Tom?
That's not on this list.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
They say the people who make us laugh the most are our friends, followed by our significant other, our kids, our brothers and sisters, and our parents. So mostly family on there. Not much about coworkers making you laugh.
They didn't mention anything about those cats on YouTube videos?
No.
They make you laugh.
They did say your favorite radio show makes you laugh.
Oh, okay.
I don't have one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.